In Nice White Parents, our narrator and author, Hannah Jaffe Wolt, recounts the history of a public school in the city of New York and the various changes it faces over the years. In analyzing this podcast, I was intrigued by the power structure of white parents in the government and wanted to look at it from the lens of a social critic. Over the course of the 5 episodes, Jaffe Wolt explains that one particular middle through high school, now called Borum Hill School for International Studies, has gone through a lot of changes. While in the 60s, the country was discussing segregation and integration, schools became the ideal place for that to happen. And yet, it didn't. Despite so many people being pro-integration, it seemed like schools were very clearly separated by race and class. Jaffe Wolt analyzed and discovered the power to integrate was in the hands of white parents, who, despite claiming to want diversity in their schools, never followed through with their word. The Department of Education in New York was constantly making changes to different schools throughout the decades, depending on what white parents were pushing for, much to the detriment of black and brown families. This school in particular, Borum Hill, had been changed drastically over the years, being renamed, programs getting added, schools taking over its basement, all because white parents had wanted it. Yet it was a black and brown predominating school. Most of these changes were made by white parents who never sent their children there. I began analyzing the idea of white privilege through Morgan's lenses, and the very first thing that popped into my head was obviously psychic prison. When we talk about the power that white people often have, we often talk about privilege. Privilege is a curious thing because often those who have it are oblivious to the fact that they have it. Being in a place of privilege is a psychic prison because it limits one from seeing outside of that organization. One of the examples that Jaffe Wolt recounts is when the group of white parents arrived at the school and decided that to bring in more white parents, it would be a great idea to start a French International Baccalaureate program. The French IB gained a lot of attention from white parents who arrived at the school hoping to raise money for the program. They raised a lot of funds, but were unable to see that nobody at the school had originally wanted the program, and that the fundraiser was quite an alienating experience for the people of color parents who had no way of participating. Political systems are also a good metaphor for looking at white parents' influence on the Board of Education. As we learned in class, our interactions can always be influential in an organization, but in this case, white parents' opinions are more influential than those of POC. For white parents, interactions were always political. They wanted to be making changes at all the schools to make them quote-unquote better, regardless of whether they ended up sending their children there or not. Domination is the last metaphor I thought of during the podcast. The domination I identify here also goes by another name in our common day-to-day use: racism. Racism is a dominating organization that underlies our society and was even more prevalent in the 1970s. Racism is the structure by which we can see society is created. Recall the Morgan quote, "Orgs are often used as instruments of domination that further the selfish interests of elites at the expense of others." Of course, not all racism is explicit or intended. What we learned in Nice White Parents is expressly that. Most parents wanted to do the right thing, they just didn't know how. What was happening at these schools was that the white parents were using this instrument of domination to further the selfish interests of themselves at the expense of others, not on purpose. Due to their difference in position and power, due to the psychic prisons that made them think that they were doing the right thing, they weren't unable to see and understand the needs of the black and brown families in their communities and ended up causing extra harm. In Nice White Parents, there are many factors that come into play, but we can identify some of these dynamics when socially analyzing our history and then know how to create a smoother, more understanding organization for the future. One of the reasons why we have history is to be able to learn from it. What we can learn from Nice White Parents is that there are lots of organizations that can be limiting and dangerous and hurtful. By using the metaphors that we've learned to identify these organizations, we can think about ways to create a future that doesn't have domination as an organization, or where we're more easily able to identify the psychic prisons that we're caught in. We can create a future where organization as political system is beneficial to everybody in the organization. I want to thank my organizational studies class for helping me learn these organizational metaphors and helping me understand how to apply them to a bigger future. I want to thank people like Hannah Jaffe Watts for looking into these issues and uncovering the truth behind our history. I want to thank my professor Barbara, and I want to thank my parents and my friends for supporting me along the way. Thank you.